Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
A meeting.
Hi, Mikey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? What board commission do you want to be on?
He wants to be on.
Make that door shut.
What?
Just pull the door shut. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I got something else for you to sign, too.
It's Board of Selectmen. Yeah.
Yeah, Mikey Arena. Yeah, Mike.
You can't hear because Mike's got headphones on.
Oh,
Can you hear? Can you guys hear me? I don't know if I'm on audio or not.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Okay. That's weird. Not showing that way.
Hi, it's 5 o'clock. We have Bob DiPietro. Could we wait just 2 minutes if everybody's comfortable with that? Oh, there we go. We got him. All right. Hey, guys, you're wonderful. Thank you, everybody. It is 5 o'clock. I'm calling to order the Board of Selectmen special AP meeting for August 22nd at 5 p.m. 2023. At this time, I'd like to look at number 2, consider an act on an AP book, the AP that's been presented in your packet. Are there any questions?
Go up to where it's the location.
Yeah, I have one. The check for $19,000, almost $20,000 to the fire department fiscal year 23-24 proficiency fund. Could we get a breakdown of what that is and how it's calculated? Like, why is it that amount rather than some other amount?
It's a floor.
It does change every year. And we can get you a copy of the information that was sent to us for the payment. You may want more than that, but we certainly will get you a copy of that to start.
Yeah, I would like that. Whatever the background, whatever the backup for how that's calculated and why it's that amount and who provides that information to us. Like, does somebody else calculate it? And is it audited? Is it reviewed? Like, why is it $20,000? And is that for a whole year or is that for a quarter?
That's for a year.
We just approved one recently. I know it was on within the last year, it was on an AP report.
The proficiency fund is approved on an annual basis and it's paid out in one lump sum and then it's distributed to the members based on their attendance to fires and drills. And it's calculated. That's the basis of the calculations. I don't have the details on it, but that's the original basis, and that's how it's.
The reason I ask is because I'm pretty sure there was another one within the last year. So, why is
you'd see one every year, Adam?
Yeah, but I was less than a year ago.
Wait, well, you may have.
Let's find out when the last payment was also.
Yeah, the thing of it is, there's one payment and one in each fiscal year. There could have been one that was done instead of the beginning of the fiscal year, maybe done at the latter part of fiscal year. They may have been, you know, closer than
So we'll get the billing document that was sent to us, and we'll find out when the last payment was so that you have that information.
Great.
I can tell you that it's not the fire department that does the calculation. It's a vendor that is engaged on behalf of the fire department and the town of Boulder.
Right.
So we'll get to that. And if you have more questions, we'll try to answer those as well.
Good question, Adam. Is there another one, sir?
That was the question I had.
No, just a comment. I see the largest expenditures are for the completion of the walking path. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, there's a for anybody who hasn't had an opportunity to come through the center of town recently, great progress is being made. On Monday this week, which obviously was yesterday, they began the section at the corner of Knox Road to install a pipe and cover the trench. So you'll see a lot of activity on Bolton Center Road this week between the library and the corner at Knox Road.
Question?
Yes, sir. Michael?
Yeah, I just came by there, and in front of Harney's house, the trench, I see where a pipe has probably been buried, but there's still a trench alongside the road. I thought that was all going to go away.
It is.
It is. Okay. All right. Just checking.
I think we're in still the early phases of that.
Okay. No problem. Just question. It's.
Yeah. I think, you know, right now we needed the help of a general contractor to install the pipe. And I think that's the concentration right now, was to get the pipe installed and get it to a point where our team can finish the project.
Okay, cool. All right, that's fine with me.
So, Pam, I'll move that we adopt the bills as presented.
The AP report as presented.
I'm sorry, in my mind, shift back a few decades.
Mike seconds it at this time. Are there any further questions? I'm not rushing anything. Bob
DiPietro? Yeah, I know it's only nickels and dimes, but repeatedly I see things canceled and refunded because of lack of enrollment in recreation department. Why are there so many cancellations to low enrollment?
Cancellations and refunds for the recreation department?
Kathy?
Yeah.
Stephanie had, I believe she booked 10 programs for this summer, and only half of them had the spaces filled in them. So we had to refund the money for those. She did not have the numbers that she needed to actually run the program.
We should look at that from the point of view of the future, I would think.
So we've already had that discussion. She is probably only going to be running or trying to run 5 or 6 camps next year. And she's going to look at the history of the most popular camps and the ones that are currently popular and try to focus on those. And so we're not going through this motion again next year.
Good.
I have the
floor.
Yes,
if I do, I'm a little bit concerned about why we went ahead and had to replace the outside the condenser outside the town hall for almost $9,000.
What page are you on, Bob?
2.
Thank you.
So the air conditioner for the main hall went bad. That's a complete replacement system of the air handler and the condenser unit, as well as the plumber.
Okay. And if we, I don't know, it just seems like we're putting money into something that maybe outlive its usefulness anyway. I don't know.
Well, it's summertime and.
Yeah, almost fall.
Well, it also provides the heat. So we don't need the condenser in the wintertime, but we still need the air handling unit to push the hot air throughout the building.
Okay. And again, Pam, if I slog the floor, if it's all right with you.
Yes, sir.
Sue Malone has some goodies there.
Sue Malone. What page? Just to make it easier for everybody to catch up with you.
Need somebody else.
Give me the name again, Bob.
I can't. Sue Malone had it. I'm curious with that bank, all that $1,000 plus supplies for some kind of a banquet.
Oh, that was the fire department's banquet. I did see that one.
Yeah.
That was on the top of page 5, I think, Bob.
Okay. So whose budget pays for that?
That came out of the fire commission budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, thank you.
Okay. Could I just revisit for a minute the rec program and programming reevaluation? I think that's an excellent thing to do at the end of the summer and do a comparison. I do know that interests of kids change and interests change with the next crowd that comes through. And so it's probably a really good thing to do. I tend to have a wish to have more offerings than are oversubscribed, than having oversubscribed, because we don't have much for kids in this town, in those age groups, in the summertime. So that's just my thinking on that, having 11 and a 13-year-old. I don't feel that we are overstepping our bounds, because we can always cancel and pay back. It's mm-hmm. a little bit of money, but it gives, I think, showing that we are being diverse in type of programming, and some are going to be hits and some aren't, as opposed to running the same ones that become stale.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Bob, that you still have the floor besides that I jumped in on? Anything else, Bob?
No, let it go.
Anybody else have one more? Mike Aramita?
Nope, I'm good.
Bob Moore?
Yeah, no, man.
Adam, do you look good?
Good.
Okay, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
It passes unanimously. And number 3, to act and consider on budget transfer. This evening, there are none. So at this time, saying a thank you to all of you, I would accept the motion to adjourn on number 4.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. God. Thank you all. And all of you say aye.
Aye. Goodbye.
Aye.
I got to go back.
Thanks, guys, for your time. Bye-bye.
Good night. Have a good week.
Good night. You too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mikey.